have a few words, if I may, from a man who was my very dear friend when I was in difficulties and needed some advice from somebody who knew how I would leave Baltimore, come to Washington, and go see this gentleman and ask him what to do. And I always got sound advice from him, the distinguished Speaker of the House, Joe Martin.
Governor McKeldin, Chief Justice Warren, distinguished guests, our distinguished guests this evening. I'm very happy to be here tonight, the guest of Senator and Mrs. Bell, that we may do honor to this distinguished jurist. As I was sitting there, I did not anticipate to be called upon. I couldn't help but think that the story that Chauncey Depew once said was very true indeed. Chauncey Depew, as you know, was a famous after-dinner speaker. So he went on a trip to Europe, like a good many of us congressmen do recently. And he came to that statue where he saw the whale was swallowing Jonah. And he looked at it, he says, "At last, a meal after which there'll be no speaking." And so this is not one of those meals, apparently, but I'm very happy to come here that I may pay my tribute to a man who served with honor and distinction in the judiciary of the United States, a branch of the government that comes so close to so many people and whose, because of its character and its integrity, does much to uphold the traditions of America. I cannot help but think that this splendid life that he's done in the past, and as he goes to this high office, that Bender had many distinguished predecessors to call the roll of honor just for a few moments of the men who occupied this office. Tom Thatcher, William Howard Taft, Justice Reed, and Justice Jackson, all of men of great honor who have served in this position. So, Mr. Justice, I think it's kind of forecasting what may come in the future. Just one message. We're all here in America. And what we do, whether it's in the judiciary or in Congress, in politics, or wherever, whatever our duty may be, it's through doing that job well that builds this mighty America. I am not one of those who are pessimistic about America. I believe that we have the ability and the leadership and the persistence to overcome these great problems that are facing us at the present time. America never faltered in the past, and America isn't going to falter in this great year of its crisis. America is going to solve these problems, going to fulfill the great challenge the world has given to us, to maintain freedom, to maintain independence and opportunity. And I believe our country is going to lead the rest of the world along the path of permanent peace to happier days for all people. Thank you.